Kenny and Akalia, weekday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. The new sound of Radio 2.
And away we go. The box office is now officially open. She stops by the show every Wednesday morning to run down the latest movies to hit the silver screen. Also tells us what's doing as far as the top five goes. She's from Vox Cinemas. Michelle, welcome to the program. So how are you?
I'm very good. I'm really excited. The weather is good. It's great times to be living in Dubai. I'm
glad to be outdoors a bit as well. Does that affect your cinema numbers a little bit?
We're always driven by what movies are playing, so sure. Regardless of weather, people will come and watch a good movie.
Coming up towards the end of the year as well, there are always big releases, aren't there?
The Hollywood studios are geared up exactly for Christmas. You know, we have the likes of Sherlock Holmes coming up, which is going to be fantastic, and Mission Impossible 4, which obviously has a bit of a Dubai theme running through it. So yep. Those are the two massive films for December, but Eid is coming up as well, which is a big public holiday over here. I think somebody's saying like 9 days or something, fantastic for school kids, and we have a lot of family films over Eid. We have Tintin and Dolphin's Tale, and then followed closely by Happy Feet. So there's so much coming up.
Excellent. So what are the top five at the moment?
Second week at number one was Johnny English with Rowan Atkinson.
No way.
I know,
really?
You don't believe it, but I did predict when we spoke about it a couple weeks ago that this would do very well over here. Number two was Contagion, which was that virus outbreak movie.
Sure, yeah.
Yep. With a great cast. Mm-hmm. Number three was Set Up, the film we spoke about with Bruce Willis. Was only in it for 5 minutes, but it did very well. Number three. And number four was Paranormal Activity. Kenny, did you manage to see it?
I have not seen it.
It will scare the pants off you. Absolutely.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I saw the first one. It didn't do anything for me.
It's a psychological horror. Like, it's not blood and guts and gore like we know. So it's all about planting the seed in your own mind as to what could be going on. And then number five, Hugh Jackman, still going very well with the fighting robots, Real Steel.
Yeah, doing very well. I've seen lots on that. Now, someone that is appearing more and more in the movies and really making a name for himself is Justin Timberlake. And he's in a big release, isn't he?
He is the biggest release of the week. I just saw it last night. It's fantastic. I can't wait to tell you all about it. And it's called In Time.
Here's the trailer.
How old are you?
28.
I'm 105. But the day comes when you've had enough. If you had as much time as I have, what would you do with it?
Sure as hell wouldn't waste it. How can you live with yourself watching people die right next to you?
You don't watch. You close your eyes.
I'm gonna make them pay. I'm gonna take them for everything they've got.
You put enough time in the wrong hands, you upset the whole system.
Let's hope so.
His crime wasn't taking time. He was giving it away.